Bring them in. Wow. Get a look at this. Fresh blood, as they say? Tell me, do you even understand what you've gotten yourself into by joining us? Everyone says yes. Positively, everyone. But look at you. You should make this choice very, very carefully. I won't have a guilty conscience. You, however, you may have more than a few qualms with this. Something such as this initiation, such as this joining. I just want to make sure you're absolutely certain you know what you're doing. You see, free will is a lie. It's nothing but what we tell ourselves to make us think that we have some semblance of control. Different. Is that what we try? We always make the same choices. You can think about another choice, but you always make the one like the choice you're about to make now. I knew you would say that. And such a choice it is, isn't it? You choosing to essentially sign your life away to be my pawn. Actually, that's a perfect name for you. Come here, my cute little pawn. Why don't you be that much more honest? Have a seat. No, not there. At my feet. So you can properly get initiated. What a cute pawn not knowing the absolute bare minimum. Looking up from there, what do you see? What do you see? That's it. A little tinge of honesty suits you just fine. I'm above you. I'll always be above you. I'll always be that thing that steals away your free will that you think you have. And yet you look so drunk on happiness. Why do you want this so bad? Say it. Say it. I couldn't hear you like that. Say it louder. Louder. But where are my manners? I'm not trying to scare you, pawn. I'm trying to make you know your place on a level of, dare I say, instinct. It suits us, doesn't it? We're animals, you and I. But there is no question of if there is some mysterious control in this situation, I have it over you. You've given it to me willingly. You've handed over everything I could possibly want from you. Now, why don't you be a good girl and beg like you mean it? Because I know you do. Go ahead. Beg for me to do exactly what you must have known was coming. Beg for me to teach you your place. Pardon. Martin, I'm not laughing at you. I'm just saying that you have such a cute way of squirming beneath me, of course. My weight above yours, my hands pressing you down, pinning you to the floor like animals in their respective mating seasons. As will I treat you much the same instincts aside. This is a labor of love as much as it is making sure that you know. This is your place now until forever, and if you stab me in the back or even think of it, I'll know. I'll know. And I'll break you all over again. One little semblance of rebellion aside, I certainly hope you consider the position you're in wisely. Oh, there's no way, right? No fucking way. So right here, from not even me touching you, merely putting you in your place, talking to you, making your instincts kick in, you're already this wet. Calling you a pervert doesn't suit you, no, just a pawn, obeying the orders uncivilly said and pressed against your body. The orders of instinct taking over. You don't have free will. You can only experience what I want you to. What nature exists to make you want. Now, shall we press your buttons a little? Take away that pesky freedom. I never said I was going to rough you up. In fact, if I did that, well, would you really have those eyes that gaze at me like that still? Love is its own dangerous weapon, like fangs sinking deep into your neck, leaving a mark to your very soul. You look so good, half naked beneath me, in a shamble of what could be considered decency. You begged so good just a moment before, but now you're just squirming pointlessly. Mind telling me exactly why that is? I'll tell you instead, since you're reluctant to answer. You're turned on. You love my sense of control over you. You get off to it. You look at me with the eyes of prey, looking at a predator, of mate desperate to see what happens next, letting all the care in the world melt away. Melt away into nothingness but desire. Well, who am I to keep a good pawn waiting? Be sure not to break too soon. That's an order. Oh, my mistake. You wouldn't understand it so simply. That's an order. Oh. Rubbing against you, raw glands of my cock brush perfectly against that heart clit. At least this way, your squirming serves a purpose. Does it feel good when I dip just a little bit further down, a little lower? No, not yet. I can feel you. Your honesty is showing. Not yet. It wouldn't be breaking you if I gave it to you so easy. Beg like a fucking whore. It has a nice ring to it, but you're still just a pawn following orders, so beg like a pawn to a king. I didn't stutter, and you're barely trying. You're just putting the bare minimum of effort. Begging is an art. Learn it now. This will be your crash course in it. Now fucking beg. Come on now. That's it. There's an element of body and mind that melt away. So melt away. Quit with that pride. Quit with that embarrassment. Neither of those will help you here, and you've made your choice. There's no going back. Not now. Not ever. Don't forget who asked for this. Yes, now. Do as you're fucking told, and beg like a slut. Beg like you can't even think of anything else. Beg like I'm the only purpose in your life. Beg with more. Give me more. Fucking more. I need more than that. More than that. Beg. Beg like your life depends on it. Am I just? Is it loaded, or am I just proving a point? The way I felt you that much more when I put this clever little gun involved. Doesn't it change the perspective just a bit? Boom. Now you've died and been reborn. Right now. Right in my arms. Well, not exactly in my arms, but with me atop you, where I belong. You beneath me. Did you see how close you were? Did your light flash before your eyes? Or did a certain desire to keep things moving? Which is it? Spell it out. So you want it that bad? You want it that bad? Then maybe you want it so bad that you'd play a fun little game. How about this? When you come first, you lose even more of your rights, pawn, and you'll know forever. Your body, mind, heart, and soul belong to me, unquestionably, but not that. You have nothing else to offer. I get that. But maybe I'll have a special place for you, pawn. Not just breaking you, but making a bit of an example. Showing you, of course, as my personal plaything. Whenever, however, I see, Fett. You seem to enjoy it. All of this a little too much to be just merely taking the initiation in stride now. You're begging so much, just out of tear. A cute little tear that I'll savor many, many more. Fine. Maybe your begging is enough. Or maybe I just got impatient. Rejoice. You got what you wanted, didn't you? I'm inside of you. Deeper than deep. But now what? Why don't you earn your keep, pawn? Please, your king. You're inevitably going to come faster than me. Taking the cock of a king is a mere pawn. It's going to be pretty watching your pussy break. Then do it. Hump that fucking cock. Instincts do benefit you. You know who to submit to, who to give your everything to. Powerful men are just your king. I can tell with one glance and tone by how your pussy just clenched when I said that. Not so fast. Yes. You don't get to make the decisions. This is boring. You merely making a choice in me letting you. What kind of a king would I be if I just let it go? Let you get a... That cockiness you build while making me breathe heavier. Now, I have to put you in your place. No, no, darling, this isn't going to bring me great joy. Actually, it is, I lied. It's going to be fun watching you snap. However, I'm doing it for a purpose, Pawn. And whether I was or wasn't, you would still give it to me, wouldn't you? Deliberate, slow, one after the other. I want you to burn this memory, this pleasure, this pain, into your soul for me, so you know what you amount to, and who owns you from this moment forward. You'll never feel complete without me. And I'll admit it. I get off to that fact. I get off to it. And so will you. Oh. Yes, keep going. When the sounds you make, coupled with the creak in my fucking floor, I can tell we might break something by the end of this. And no, I don't just mean your mind. Maybe I'll break something else. You could at least try and hide how much you love this. Fucking pun. Not yet. Not yet. Ooh. You're twitching a lot. Why is that? Somehow pounding down into you. It feels perfect. Somehow you're just better, huh? But you're just a pawn. So the important part is you're my pawn. Mine. Oh, mine. Take it all. My cock is twitching like it's trying to breed you, like a feral animal, as your cute pussy also twitches up a storm. That's it. Easy does it. Welcome then, pawn. Welcome to the rest of your life serving me. This is your life now. This is what you need to understand to be such a good pawn. Oh, make sure you keep me entertained. And don't even think of ever imagining freedom. Remember, it doesn't exist. You're simply mine. Now, tomorrow, next week, even a year later, 10, 20, as many years as I decide. Which, if today is any indication, will be forever. Welcome home, I suppose. Welcome, my cute little pawn.